You've tuned in to the Nunes Newscast. Subscribe on Rumble.com to watch or download wherever you listen to podcasts. Here's your host, Devin Nunes.
The Biden administration reviving the Iran deal. With Joe Biden in the White House, former President Barack Obama can finally begin the third term of his presidency. Biden's policies will be an extension of Obama's, carried out by the former Obama administration staffers who already occupy senior roles in the Biden administration. One of the most alarming of these policies is the failed Iran nuclear deal, an agreement that Biden's team is eager to revive. The deal was an agreement between the Obama administration and the Iranian mullahs that lifted economic sanctions on Iran in exchange for Iran's promise, for now, not to build a nuclear weapon. The problem, however, was that there was no way to enforce this agreement, and Biden and Obama knew it. As part of the deal, Iran was given secret loopholes that allow it to violate the deal with impunity. Despite their promise to give up their nuclear weapons program, Iran continued to enrich uranium. And the deal's sunset provisions guaranteed that Iran could legally restart its nuclear weapons program in the future after Obama left office. Biden's team still champions the Iran deal despite all the evidence that it was a failure. Here's Biden's incoming Secretary of State supporting the deal in May 2019.
I think it's very unfortunate the United States pulled out of an agreement that Iran, for all of the things that we don't like that it does, was complying with the nuclear agreement.
Of course, this is the same official who, as Obama's Deputy Secretary of State, shrugged off reports that the Obama administration shipped $1.7 billion to Iran on wooden pallets.
Well, I haven't seen the report, but here's what's going on. We achieved a nuclear deal with Iran to prevent it from getting a nuclear weapon. That's made us safer, made countries around the world safer.
He couldn't even promise that this money wouldn't be used to finance terrorism.
Do you think that you could guarantee from the State Department to the American people that this doesn't get filtered into groups like Hezbollah and other terrorist allies that Iran has, that not $1 of it could go there? Do you think we could really know something?
Oh, we can't say that not one single dollar will go there.
It's easy to see why Iran voiced its preference for Joe Biden ahead of the 2020 election. The Iran deal allowed it to finance terror, avoid crippling sanctions, and develop nuclear weapons. And the regime wants its deal back. The Biden administration is looking to repeat Obama's signature foreign policy failure. A new Iran deal will make America and the world far less safe.
Stay up to date by following Devin Nunes on Parler, subscribing on Rumble.com to watch the podcast, or download wherever you listen to podcasts.